Follow Up North News online anytime. Search Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for Up North News WI and our homepage, upnorthnewswi.com.
Hey, here's the good news. The Brewers didn't lose yesterday. Now they play the Cubs for three games at American Family Field over the weekend. Mark Jacob joins us from Chicago, talking about this week's headlines. And as we talk about how the media covers things, Mark, I really want to single out, I mean, last week we talked about Brian Stelter losing his show at CNN, Margaret Sullivan no longer having her column. There was also the example earlier this week of Jim Acosta showing how you're supposed to interview a liar. Maybe we'll come to that. But I really want to lead with what the Cleveland Plain Dealer did in refusing to cover an event with J.D. Vance and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and explaining so in an editorial and putting a white box with an X through it to show where the news copy might have been. And I hope, or I wonder if that struck you as refreshing as it did me.
Yeah, it did. And unfortunately, so very rare. So what the Cleveland Plain Dealer did was simply refused to cover it based on the conditions that were set by J.D. Vance, which were ridiculous. It was that all video be shared with the campaign. They were seeking to vet who they talked to. There was all kinds of, I mean, Pat, you may remember all the specifics more than me, but it.
Yeah, that they couldn't talk to any attendees without permission. They couldn't go to a hotel room for interviews. They could use any of their video in promotional material. Right. Just ridiculous
stuff. Yeah. And it was, and this is how they treated the free press. The Plain Dealer was just trying to cover it as a news story. But, and so the Plain Dealer rightly said no. And one of the dirty little secrets of journalism is that a lot of news media over the years have knuckled under to demands like this. They have, in order to get interviews, they've agreed to leave subjects, out of bounds, or they've cut deals with people in order to get the access. This is a huge problem in journalism today, and it's how politicians often manipulate the news media to get their way. And so it was very refreshing to see the Plain Dealers not only refuse to do it, but also go public with it. And they, what I read was that they had a place in their newspaper where they just had a blank spot where they said, this is where the story would have gone if we would have covered it, if they would have let the free press do what the free press does. And then they explained why. And I don't know how that affects regular people who don't know how journalism works. Maybe they don't care. Maybe they don't understand it. Maybe they think everyone does it and Plain Dealer's being ridiculous. But what's really going on here is this is the free press trying to remain free and trying to remain independent and trying to not knuckle under to what politicians want and not to become subservient, to become parts of campaign by sharing your video with them. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's right. Also not a free enterprise system when you think about it.
Right.
That's the Republican Party trying to subordinate the news media into something that is at the whim of politicians.
Exactly. Now, with the usual caveat, Sunday is one of the more frustrating days of the week for journalists who aren't working in Sunday morning TV, because the journalists working on Sunday morning TV can sometimes be rather maddening. Who they book, whether they do follow-ups, etc. You noted on Sunday. And here's the disclaimer, CNN should not be putting known liars on their show, but you did give credit to Jim Acosta for not letting, Chad Wolf, just get away with things and showing, at least if you're going to book somebody, here's what you do.
Yeah. Well, the thing about it, and the real master of this is Kellyanne Conway. She's just been, and here's the technique. It's that you keep on talking and keep on talking and keep on talking until someone stops you from talking. And that means that you say sentences, and then right after that one sentence, you say the next sentence, and then you say the next sentence, and then you say, you never leave a gap where somebody could actually bring in and talk, and you just talk and talk and talk and talk. And if you're Kellyanne Conway, you say a lie, and then you say another lie, and then you say the next lie, and then you say another lie before someone can interrupt you, and then you say another lie, and then you say another lie. And then if the host finally gets a word in edgewise, they're not going to be able to remember the fifth lie back that you said and debunk it. And this is a brilliant technique that Kellyanne Conway has refined, and people like Chad Wolf and other guests on media have also picked it up. And so it was very good to see Acosta, who's one of the best at this, interrupt just right in the middle of a sentence. Chad Wolf says something outrageous and just completely dishonest, and Acosta just stops him, just interrupts him in the middle of the sentence. Now,
It reminds me of when Chuck Todd finally got so exasperated with Ron Johnson and just finally had to blurt out, almost like, "Senator Johnson," just to get him to stop talking and point out before he got two or three more, things strung out there to come back to.
But this is why one of the problems in news media today is news media being too polite and being too nice to their guests.
Yes.
Because, and you see this on NPR a lot, I got to say, where they ask them a question, they give the answer and it's a lie. Then they ask their next question with no follow-up. And then at the end of the interview, they say, "Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciated you coming on the air with us." And they should say, "To lie to our readers or to our viewers." And so they're just too nice to people. Sometimes you have to really break bad on them. You have to say, "Wait a second, that's not true." And you have to have the receipts. You have to have done enough prep to where you can anticipate what lies they're going to tell this time, and you have the facts to interrupt them. And this goes back to the access thing we were talking about before. If you keep on doing that to guests, you're going to have fewer right-wing guests going on. I mean, and again, I'm not just saying that only right-wing people lie. Some left-wing people lie too. I'm just saying that in today's world, and this is me watching, trying to be objective in news media for 40 years and watching the way things work, in today's world, Republicans lie a lot more than Democrats. They just do. And this is not me being a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. And I've been watching it a long time, and things have really gotten bad with the Republican Party, and they have become a party that lies just out of habit. That's what they do. I mean, they'd rather lie than tell the truth because it's more comfortable to them. And so if you start calling out their lies in real time, right to their face, they're going to stop going on the air with you in a lot of cases. And then you have the access problems, and you have you have trouble filling your air time.
You and I both know we don't believe that, because even if they don't come on live, there's no reason why you can't roll tape from their appearance on Fox News or Newsmax or whatever.
Exactly.
and break it down that way.
Right. And you can get their side in, mm-hmm. in a fair factual context. Right. That's the thing. If some people say, "Well, if you're going to call Republicans liars, you're not being fair." No, you're being fair to the viewers.
Right.
You're being fair to the people who matter, the public. And you can't, but you can get their side in. If they have an argument, let them make it. And if it's a lie, debunk it. But that's fairness. That's fairness is letting all valid factual arguments get in there. But when you're just amplifying lies, you're really not helping anyone but the liars.
And that was really the meat of Margaret Sullivan's final column for the Washington Post, was a plea to not cover so much live and in real time, because even if you think you can correct the record in real time, you can't. You can't keep up. Better to be delayed, for whatever little period it takes to say, okay, now we're going to play what they said, but here's where they're not being truthful. And you and I both know that's a very tall order, because the moment Network A says we're going to do that, Network B starts running promos, the only place where you'll find an event live and unfiltered.
Right. Oh, no, that's the thing. That's the reason why sometimes this competition between media is not healthy for democracy, is when it does that. I would have do you remember pop-up videos?
I love pop-up videos. I would love a newscast that was just pop-up videos.
That's what I think. I don't know why no one's done that.
I know.
Because I think that would be brilliant, but that would require, a team of people in real time debunking stuff. But it could be done. I mean, and you someone says something and you just, or you do it on like a 5-minute delay to where you can do the research that's necessary.
No, I used to talk about that working at TV13 in Eau Claire, and pop-up videos was a thing. And I think part of it is we got spoiled by having Jon Stewart on The Daily Show, being able to do it, to a camera, But there's no reason why somebody can't create a daily broadcast like that.
I would like to see that.
I would too. A lot of what we've been calling a lie is what Joe Biden would call malarkey. And Joe Biden's been on a roll this week to the point, and we spoke earlier about how the White House Twitter account yesterday just had an endless stream of examples of people criticizing the student loan debt forgiveness who also had their PPP loans forgiven or had some other favor done to them and were being absolutely hypocritical. It's led to, obviously, it's been a good couple of weeks here for the Biden administration with the Inflation Reduction Act and all of that. And it's led to the whole, and again, we're in a media world, so media creations come up, the whole theme of Dark Brandon. And the Dark Brandon memes and things like that. And I have to say, I'm this old purist, and you'd think I'd be kind of bothered by all this. And in that particular case, I think I always like seeing somebody's negative imagery thrown back on them. The example I always lead with is that it was Chicago Bears fans that, you know, had a derogatory name for Packers fans, cheeseheads. We took it. We loved it. Now you've got the same thing happening with Dark Brandon. I think it's kind of refreshing. Maybe you think it's childish and unnecessary, but.
Well, you know, but it's that kind of era. And there's still no reason why. I mean, we're only talking about the survival of democracy. We don't need to get too serious. You know, we can actually have a little fun, and we can still be people. That's the thing, you know, Pat, that I always felt like, you know, as I say, I'm not a Democrat. I'm an independent. And I always thought Democrats were too serious. And I thought that sometimes they lacked a sense of humor. And frankly, Rush Limbaugh, who I think is pretty kind of a disease on the landscape, or was when he was alive, one of the things he figured out was that you could have some fun and that you could be amusing and that it would work for you politically. And so I like to see Democrats do kind of feisty things. I think like Fetterman's social media in Pennsylvania, for example. And there were some people who really criticized the White House yesterday when they did that kind of, is this you? Well, look, your PPP loan, was forgiven. Mm-hmm. Why weren't you complaining about that? And we're talking about people like Matt Gaetz and Green and people like that, whose loans were forgiven. And there's some people who criticize the White House and saying, no, that's not fair, and they're really not the same thing and all that stuff. Well, the whole point was, it wasn't that nobody thought that their PPP loans should be forgiven. I think that the Biden administration was in favor of PPP loans to help people in the middle of a pandemic, to help businesses keep employees. And if they did retain those employees, then those loans would be forgiven. So nobody's saying that that's a bad idea. They're just pointing out the hypocrisy. And the fact that Republicans will use any kind of thing like that helps anyone as some sort of opportunity to criticize.
And hypocrisy, while it is the right word, the other word that I think applies well here is perspective. The White House Twitter account was putting things in perspective, and it's the same thing we're trying to do at Up North News, and we think that more journalists should be doing is just put things in perspective. That to me is the polar opposite of stenography.
Right. And well, and this thing, the White House thing yesterday, the reason I think it was refreshing to a lot of people who are, you know, against, who are trying to defend democracy right now, is that we felt like, at least I felt like Biden was being too nice to the Republicans. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the MAGA Republicans. I'm talking about the ones who clearly were trying to overturn fair elections and do all these other things. And him saying that Biden saying that Mitch McConnell was his friend, for example. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I just that made me want to just scream. I mean, Mitch McConnell, who stole a Supreme Court seat, if not two. And, and this is those are not your friends. McConnell was the person who, like, that's why Trump is not, you know, well, that's why Trump finished his term, was because Mitch McConnell protected him in the Ukraine scandal.
And so if Joe Biden wants to continue to be friends with Mitch McConnell, that's fine. But it just means he has to let Dark Brandon out every now and then. Mark Jacob, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right, thanks.
All right. Again, if you want to reach us here, radio at UpNorthNewsWI.com. We'll wrap up this hour's conversation in just a bit. You're Up North.